Blog Talk Radio.
And content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. Say I'm a winner, greatest living. day to greet the morning sun. To ensure what I said, I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans to God, no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission. Cause I'm a winner, greatest live inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from believing. I know I can, I know I will. Cause I'm a winner.
Welcome to a place where the spirit soars. Let the music play and heal your soul. Lift your burdens and take all your heavy load. Don't worry, you are not alone. Step by step, you gotta let it go. So let it go. Stop worrying, be stressing. Just take it slow. Your mind at ease. There comes a point in your life. You gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go. Subconscious clogged with pensive thoughts. Decisions to make, annoyed and sad. But Father God, fill my heart with virtue like an eagle. Feel like flying high, high from all my problems, tension, broken heart and mixed emotion. Who can add a hour to their life by worrying? When will you learn to be anxious for nothing? Let it go. Oh, oh, oh. Stop worrying, stressing, please just take it slow. There comes a point in your life, you gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go. Listen to me and let it go. Yeah. Stop worrying, stressing, please just take it slow. Hey. To let it go. Before you steer it out, you start trying.
So why you hold on? It's not yours. If it was, then it wouldn't brought bitter tears. You're like an emotional roller coaster. You got to face your hurts and fears. Let it go. Oh, 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 oh. Stop worrying, stressing, please. Just take it slow. Stop worrying, be stressing, please. Just take it slow. Release your heart and set your mind at ease. Yeah. There comes a point in your life, you got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
You got to let it go. You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
Okay, we want to welcome you to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. On this Memorial Day, we have a U.S. Navy veteran, two Navy veterans in here, Evangelist Janice Taylor. We want to thank you for listening to us and being with us on tonight. She was also going to be bringing the Word of God on Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Evangelist Janet Taylor. We want to welcome all of you veterans out there, those who are listening. And I've been doing this all day. This is our final last sermon here on this Veterans Day. And later on tonight, we're going to have some Frank Hammond on for you. And we're going to broadcast him on about 11 o'clock tonight. And that's discipline, what it takes to be a Christian, how it takes discipline to become a Christian. Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. Press number one, confidential crisis chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text to 838-255. If you're dealing with post-traumatic stress, spiritually it's a demon. All medications can't heal you. Jeremiah 46:11. But the blood of Jesus can heal everything. Okay, Sister Taylor, we're going to open back up where we left off, and I want you to introduce everybody, and I'm going to be sharing some things on the importance of knowing the truth of His Word. Amen. And how to rightly divide the Word, because people don't know the truth. And if you don't know the Bible, you do not have a relationship with Christ. How are you going to be effectively walking for God and don't know the Bible? Evangelist, tell people how can they contact you, how long you've been in, and also from one Navy veteran to another, thank you for your service, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Apostle. So wonderful to be here tonight on Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Emmett Overton on the International Deliverance Ministry. This is Evangelist Janet Taylor. I am coming to you as a guest, so Emmett Overton. We bring you greetings from Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International. We can be reached on the internet at www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. Our address is P.O. Box 501, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27105. The phone number is area code 336-575-0206. The email is jet245@msn.com. And that is how you can reach us here at Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do, I'm going to open up with this brief word. But before I do that, we're going to start this off as a conversation, because we're going to pick up where we left off. As a Christian apostle, evangelist, it bothers me to see Christians, pastors, so-called leaders of the church speaking on behalf of God, that what they say is contrary to Scripture.
Yeah, it's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of that going on now, Apostle.
Uh-huh.
And the sad part about
uh-huh.
it is that the Christians, the congregation, because they don't study their Bible, because they don't meditate day and night on the Word of God as the Scriptures tell us, and they don't know the word, they just take whatever these preachers are saying, and when the preacher is not rightly dividing the word or even just spreading heresy, they go along with it.
And they buy
it. You got to get in this word for yourself.
That's right. And that I'm finding that people don't want to do. People are very lazy toward their salvation.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
They're very lazy.
People are saying now, I need a word. I need a word. Well, I don't understand that. Why do you need a word when we have 66 books? Why do you need somebody to give you a word instead of getting in the word, and the Lord will speak to you from his word?
You know, as you saying that, the Lord is putting in my spirit, people want a quick fix, evangelist.
They do.
They want a microwave Christianity. They want to be zapped instantly, and it doesn't work like that. Now, because we're doing a telethon, and I want all of you to know that we are doing the same thing that the early church did. We got a lot to talk about. We got 2 hours. So we're going to really open up this thing. And don't forget, Wednesday, Evangelist Janet Taylor is going to be bringing the word on our blog talk segment. We are coming from you in our house the same way, biblically, that the apostles brought the word of God. It is amazing. In Acts 1:12, it says, They returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And in Acts 1:13, and when they were come in, they went up into a upper room and aboard both Peter, James, and John, and Andrew. Now, in that little house, we already know what happened. The Holy Ghost came.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In Acts chapter 20, verse 20, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, and showed you, and have taught you publicly, and from house to house. Acts 20:20. Well, Live Deliverance doing this telethon is coming to your house to house worldwide. It's amazing how I'm here and this sister's in North. Where are you at, Charlotte, sister?
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
She's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in our blog talk room, and I'm here in Riverdale, Georgia, getting the gospel out.
Mm-hmm.
This is more effective than these buildings, because it didn't start like that in the early church. In Acts 28, 30, and 31, and Paul dwelt there a whole 4 years in his own hired house. Paul rented a house for 4 years and received all that came in unto him. That's how Paul started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got these big old churches, and they know, and Paul had way much more power than what I'm seeing today. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him, unto the church in thy house, Binomians 1:27. So we coming from your house today, and we're going to bring some shocking, controversial topics which need to be taught. We said earlier yesterday that they got this church down here in Louisiana, and they called Beyonce Mass. And I'm seeing Beyonce putting a curse on herself. You see, I used to be Roman Catholic. And when you do in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you're invoking a curse on you, because the cross represents a curse, fool. Jesus ain't on the cross no more. He's off the cross. Cursed is he who hanging on a tree. But you see, Evangelist Taylor, here's what the Lord is putting in my heart, and I'm going to let you run off on this one.
Okay.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Some people throughout the history of the church have refused to love sound doctrine. Yet, as the end draws near, the situation will get worse and worse. People will not endure sound doctrine. Many will profess to be Christians, gather at churches, appear to revere God, but will not tolerate the original New Testament apostolic faith, which is emphasized of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit's power and its calls to holiness and to end evilness within our lives. They shall turn away their ears from the faith. Many within the church will no longer tolerate sound Bible teaching or preaching. Those who turn from the truth will want preaching that demands less than the true gospel. That's deep.
Amen.
They will not accept God's word when it speaks of repentance, sin, sexual sin, holiness, the judgment of God, the power, and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. They're not going to want to see. Nor the necessities of holiness will be proclaimed in their church. After their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers. They professing themselves to be believers will not seek pastoral leadership by that of casting out of demons or healing the sick. They don't want that. But will seek those who have comfortable words to entangle the flesh of this worldly desires and to say that we have a God that brings money cometh. The Holy Spirit warns all who remain faithful to God and submit to his word to expect persecutions and sufferings because of righteousness. Furthermore, they must separate themselves from the world. And the church is not separating itself from the world, Evangelist. Is it like the church is just being like the world? You want to make any comment toward that?
Yeah, the church is busy gravitating and imitating what the world is doing. The world is, entertaining itself, and the church has decided to entertain itself. So we no longer have true worshipers. You know, I saw the video about Beyonce, the Beyonce Mass, and the people were not worshiping the Lord. They were worshiping and singing Beyonce songs and singing praises to her. And I said, my God, it grieved my spirit so much, Apostle, I actually sat down and wept before the Lord. I said, God, what in the world is going on? And it is the spirit of entertainment that the people want. So these people were carrying on. They were singing her songs. They were lifting their hands toward a picture towards her and shouting her name. They call her Queen Bey. And I said, how can believers, true believers, do this when John chapter 4 clearly tells us that the hour has come and now is for the true worshipers? So we don't have any true worshipers. The true worshipers are sitting quietly and silently while these entertainers are now coming into the church. And you know, I knew it was going this way. I'll never forget when Bishop T.D. Jakes invited The guy, he does his own show. I can't even think, but he cusses real bad. Steve Harvey. I knew when he invited Steve Harvey to the Mega Fest. And Steve Harvey is not a professing Christian. The trend started changing. Then he invited Patti LaBelle to Woman Thou Art Loose, and she came in with a dress cut down almost to her navel. Her breasts were hanging out and everything, and she told them, y'all know I wasn't saved when you brought me in here. So the church started following these trends. Yeah, she told them. She told them. And the church started following these trends to be more accepting to the world, which is clearly against Scripture, Apostle, because the Lord said that the church should come out from among them and be ye separate. We are not supposed to mix with the world. We are supposed to be separate. God took Israel from out of all the nations, the heathen nations around him, and God took Israel and separated Israel unto himself to be a people for himself. And that is what the church is supposed to be. We have been taken out of the world unto the Lord to be a people for the Lord. But we are so busy trying to gravitate back to the world and bring it in the church and say that it's Christianity when it is not.
You know, behind all that is the spirit of greed.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a spirit behind it. The spirit of greed is behind this. And anytime that there is greed, you can always look for a false prophet or a teacher.
You know, Yes.
Peter said in second. Go ahead.
I looked at some videos last night when we got off the phone, and I saw where several big name entertainers are on Snoop Dogg's gospel CD. You got Fred Hammond, you got Marvin Sapp, and you got Rance Allen, and there are quite a few more, big shots. They didn't go for no small-time people. They went for big names in the gospel music industry. And these people collaborated with Snoop Dogg and made a gospel CD. Well, for what reason would they do that? Why would Christians, the Bible says light and darkness have no fellowship with one another. Why would they do such a thing? It's for money. It is for money. But now the music industry had another purpose. They wanted to show the sinful music industry. They wanted to show that anybody can sing gospel. You don't have to be saved. You can just sing about him. It's a market. It's just money. It's just business. When it should not be this way, when we sing about Jesus, it's supposed to be worship.
Wow.
And these
wow.
people are singing about our Savior and colluding with these unsaved rappers and musicians. They're colluding with them, and those people don't know Jesus. Snoop Dogg is not saved. As a matter of fact, I found out so much about him after I got off the line with you last night. The guy has a porn video out, and he's selling medicinal marijuana on the internet.
Wow.
Calvin Brodus. He's got it. He sold his soul to the devil, and he's just doing a host of things. A few years ago, he went and said, "Assalamu alaikum," said he was part of the. He went to Savior's Day and gave praise to Elijah Muhammad and the god Farrakhan. He gave praise to them, said he was a Muslim, and then we know a few years back he said he was a Rastafarian. This guy is anything to anybody. He will do whatever it takes to be on any set, and he is if you ask me, he's out of his mind because he's everything to everybody. In other words, when he's in Rome, he's going to do what the Romans do, and the church is embracing him. He said all the rappers got together. He said, and when all the gangs, the West Coast, the Bloods and the Crips were beefing, he said it was Farrakhan that they called, and Farrakhan came and prayed for them, and they stopped beefing with one another. I said, and all of the Islamic, they got up and they praised him. They clapped and applauded him. I said, my God. And then the same guy said he was a Rastafarian.
Yeah, they got him down in Jamaica with the Rastafarian smoking weed, and he declared that he wasn't a Christian.
And they told him not to say that his name was Snoop Dogg anymore. He had to change his name. He couldn't be Snoop Dogg when he was a Rastafarian. They said that was an insult. He had to be Snoop something else. So the brother, he's confused. He's confused. And they pimping him. Hollywood is pimping him. He's being pimped. He's a
don't
Hollywood
even realize
whore. He's a Hollywood
yep. See,
whore.
See, what people can't understand is that all of this can affect you if you don't know the Bible.
That's it.
This is a simple advantage. If y'all don't know the Bible, we'd be talking over your head. You cannot afford to buy anything and because someone says they're Christian. Now, they got these TV pastors. See, these people, and they call those at the forefront. You got deliverance ministers, Ivory Hopkins. I already told him, stop calling yourself a general. You are not a general. You're supposed to be a deliverance minister. I said, you're not a general. You're about 400-pound man. Lose some weight and get that fatness off you so you won't die.
Amen.
People don't want to hear
Amen.
That. That's true.
That's the spirit of gluttony.
Your body is the temple of God. Spirit of gluttony. You all blowed up like that. You're talking about you casting out demons.
Yeah, you got to cast that gluttony demon. It's rooted in lust. You got to cast that demon out first.
See what I'm saying? And he'll... Omega Man and Omega Man, them, they're up in here talking about they love Donald Trump and that's their president and getting all involved with politics. We are not supposed to do that. That's not of our kingdom. And all these false prophets are just urging in. So if you're under a false prophet, do you know what the Bible says about it? But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their precious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they will FEIGNED, advances. How is that spelled? Frailed word, frailed?
Fringed.
Fringed. FEIGNED.
Oh, no, feigned. Feigned means false.
Feigned.
You know, fake.
Feigned.
It means fake.
Feigned words. Now, watch this. The false teachers will commercialize the gospel with these feigned words, being experts in greed and in getting money from believers to enhance their ministries and influence lifestyles.
Mm.
Believers must be aware that one of the chief methods of false ministers is to use feigned words.
Feigned words.
Mm-hmm. To tell impressive but false stories or to get extravagant statistics in order to inspire God's people to get more money. They glorify themselves and enhance their ministers with these fabricated stories. Thus, the unwary of sincere child of God becomes the object of exportation because of no discernment. because of no Holy Spirit, because of no word of wisdom, because no understanding of the word of God, you abide that. He'll tell you, come on head down at the apostles' feet. But he ain't going to tell you the apostles are supposed to distribute it to everybody who in need.
Come on.
Because the ministries defile God's truth, people with greed and deceit, they're assigned to condemnation and destruction. God is not going to allow this to happen. For if God spared not the angels that sinned it, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Solomon and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly lifestyles. That's right in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. You know, Apostle, I was in a church one time, and I saw this pastor.
Right in the Bible.
Yep. I saw this pastor. He called for an offering. And let me show you. The Bible says that there would be ravenous wolves that come in among us. Jesus said this before he was crucified. And I saw this pastor do this. He told the people, he said, God said, pull in there, that could give $300. Well, I knew I didn't even have $300, but God would have to speak to me to before I was going to give it. Well, anyway, he said, so two people got in the line. And then he said, I know it's some more of you in here that have it. He said, and maybe you have it to pay a bill. He said, but if you give it, and if God don't give it back to you to replace your money to pay your bill, he said, you come and see me, and I'll give it back to you and replace your money to pay your bill. So I said to myself, I wonder, do these people hear what this man is saying? First of all, he's lying. He's lying, because if God tells you to give the $300, he's not going to tell the man of God, if I don't give it back to them, you give it back to them. God's not going to do that. God is faithful. If he tell you to give the $300, he will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Told them, I know some of you got your bill money, and if you give it, God will give it back to you. And if he don't, you come see me, and I will give it back to you. I said, listen at this liar, pimping these people out of their money. If God tell me to give the $300, he already has made a way for me with my bill. Otherwise, God's not going to say, if I don't give it back to you, man is going to give it back to you. You can't find that nowhere in Scripture. You can't find that nowhere in Scripture.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, sister?
But you got to know the word.
Yes, you do.
You got to know the word. That is not God's method of giving. The Bible said God loveth a cheerful giver. He didn't say he had to pimp us to get our money.
Evangelist, let me ask you this here. I got a lot of people emailing me, they're calling me, and we have a split Christian nation. I got so-called Christians talking about that God, this man is a gift from God, Donald Trump. In the African-American Christian community, 97% of African-Americans don't even like Donald Trump.
Amen.
How can we as Christians get involved with this mess that brings division? This man ain't safe. He doesn't know God. Covering up adultery. Then you got Christians telling me, well, you know, God forgave King David. He forgave adultery. God forgave him. They just say, okay, slapping it on, and just still want this man to do something for them and not put their trust in God.
They did the same thing with Obama. When Obama became president, everybody thought because he was black, all the blacks were going to get free fried chicken and Kool-Aid. Obama didn't give us, as a matter of fact, he set us back because he is the president. He is the president that signed the same-sex marriage bill, and he is the president that signed the partial birth abortion bill.
That's right, and that's murder.
And all of these people saying, look at all he did for us. Obama took us back 200 years.
Yes, he did. See, so when you trust in politicians, that's what happens.
People are putting their trust in man. People are putting their trust in man. And the Bible says, put not thy confidence in man, nor thy trust in princes. The Bible says, don't do that. Don't look to them. We, are, as believers, are supposed to call on the name of the Lord to supply all our need. God will give us what we need. I have received so many financial breakthroughs based on me crying out to God. I'm talking about debts that I could not pay. They got overturned. They got erased because I prayed. I put it on the altar and called on the name of the Lord. God would not have us to put our trust in a man. Then you had the other bunch. They were looking to Hillary, the women's livers. They were looking to Hillary to do something great for women. Hillary Clinton is a witch. The woman is a practicing witch. When her husband was the president, and we know how he lost his presidency, when he was the president, Hillary Clinton was conjuring up the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. She brought a psychic to the White House to conjure up the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt.
Jesus Christ.
These people are wicked.
And you put your
trust. Believers can't get involved in that because
these people are
not of God.
You don't know God. And to Advantage Taylor, I have been shouting this out for the longest, and you're a breath of fresh air because you confirm I'm trying to teach people. God is putting in my heart for people to study because people need to come back to the Lord. People have left God. You know, God is not in no one's thoughts. The things of God is meaningless to people. People are dull to the things of God. There's no understanding of the revelation of Christ that he can reveal to us, according to Galatians 1:12. And people just going to a church and it's just going in there, hearing of something, you know, they probably don't even relate to what they're dealing with, probably at all. It probably doesn't do anything to teach them how to get the devil off their back or even tell them that they have authority over the devil. Nevertheless, you can cast out demons. People don't even know what we know. Because we've been doing this, and we are just grateful that the Lord has given us an opportunity to understand his kingdom. There are many people out here that's blind to what I'm saying.
The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 33, he said, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy against the false shepherds, saying, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock? That's what the pastor is supposed to do, feed the flock. But instead, ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool, and ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. They're not feeding the flock. They are fleecing the flock. They're fleecing the flock. They're telling them, buy the cast up, the pastor Cadillac. Crespo Dollar, he went online and told the people, buy him a new airplane. This is not scriptural. This is not scriptural. We do not have to buy the pastor a new Cadillac every year.
That's not in the Bible.
We don't have to do that. It's not in the Bible.
This is where the church is heading. It's a church that market and pastors get fat, and this pastor call you to go to this church and he know him, and then he'll call you over to his church, and then you're going to go back over there and give him, so I'm going to I'm gonna lift you up as a bishop now. And now you have anointed him bishop. And so everybody keeps the click and everybody go, see, that's how come I can't get out there like that. I'm not a clickish person. And that, I don't need the spirit. I don't need people to get me to get my message out. I'm getting my message out in my home.
And
I don't need that.
I had one told me, now I've been an evangelist 4 years. I'm content with where God has me because I operate in the gifts, but God has not told me to take another title. And this man told me, we might need to ordain you as an apostle. And I just looked at him because God never called me to be an apostle.
Right.
God never called me to be.
Oh, that's what's going on. Everybody is an apostle. And if they read 1 Corinthians chapter 9 in the NIV, and they see how they suffered, and they are the scum of the world, they're the most rejected apostles suffered. The original apostles of the Lamb. I'm talking about the original 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Yes, they did.
Are the foundations of apostleship. So
that's
all these new people flying in on jets and airplanes and, you know, you got nail polish on your nails. You don't look like you no warrior to me. These people worked hard. They was rejected. They had no place to stay. They was being persecuted.
The prophets,
and
too.
Now
the prophets
was, yeah, they was all chased off, man. They had bounties on them. And here we are glorifying these positions in church.
Yeah,
and not one of you probably can't even heal. Not one person in your church. You don't even have the authority to take your hand and heal nobody. You can't even cast out. You ain't got no power. You are a traditional. You are controlling people through beautiful words that's articulated, that's just soothed, smooth in tongue, with no power. The kingdom of God is in power, 1 Corinthians 4:20. And if you don't see power in your church, you need to leave and get out of there.
That's right.
Because you're wasting your time.
Because God gave the power on the day of Pentecost. And nowhere in Scripture will you find where he ever came and took the power back. So the church is supposed to be empowered. And if the church is not empowered, the problem is not with God, it's with man.
Boy, you know what? I tell you, time's up. Time goes so fast. An hour and went by so fast. Today is Monday. Evangelist Taylor, we're going to see you Wednesday at 8 o'clock. You're going to have 2 hours to bring the word.
Amen.
And we want to thank you for coming on. Those who are listening to us, she's going to give you her contact sites. Maybe if you're in the area, you need someone to teach the ministry of deliverance or proclaim God's word. She's going to give you all of the contacts again before we leave.
Amen. This is Evangelist Janet Taylor coming to you from Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International. I am here with Apostle Emmett Overton. I am a guest on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I am his guest on his deliverance ministry. But you can reach us at Walls of Fire. That's www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. The address is P.O. Box 501, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27105. Phone number is 336-575-0206. The email address is jet245@msn.com. It's been my pleasure being with you again tonight, Apostle. I look forward to any opportunity that I can get to be on your internet deliverance program and to share with your listening audience. And I thank you for this privilege and this honor that you bestowed upon me to come on tonight. And I pray for the people of God that are listening tonight that God would bless you, that he would heal you, deliver you, but first and foremost, that he would save you in Jesus' name.
I'm going to close and tell you to read. Everyone tonight, read Psalms chapter 3 to have confidence against the enemy. God bless you. Evangelist Taylor, we're going to see you live again this Wednesday on YouTube and Blog Talk simultaneously. They'll be able to hear you through YouTube, which they're doing now, and Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to subscribers here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're going to see you Wednesday, Sister Taylor. God bless.
God bless you, Apostle.
Okay. We're going to make sure that you come in Wednesday and check us out. Don't forget, this is a telethon. We're looking to raise money. We do have a printer now. We've been blessed to get some soundproof holders here and foam to put up in our office. And we're getting a new computer. And we just thank the Lord for that. And we ask that you people please sow some seeds. It's helping. Once we get everything set up, we're going to take pictures of it before and after. And we just thank God for keeping us on air. Don't forget to make your contributions to livedeliverance.com. Livedeliverance.com. Go at the bottom where you can give donate and keep us on air. God bless and shalom to you.